Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Geneva for this GRVA special session, official session. I'd like to start by echoing my dear and honorable colleague from Japan, Taka-san, for some well-thought remarks about GRVA. I have a couple of points that I'd like to raise. The first one, of course, is a huge thank you to the host of the GRVA in Troy, NHTSA, and the admirable work that SAE put together. We felt welcome. The staff was amazing to all of us. And I think it's important that, if possible, Bill takes that back on all our behalf to SAE. They want beyond the call of duty to make every opportunity for the meeting to be successful, including, you know, rewiring a room for us. So it's certainly worth noting, Bill, and I hope you can pass on our thanks to the president and to all the executive at SAE. My second point is with regards to the statistics. This by far was one of the most successful GRVA for many reasons. One of them being that there is a vision of WP29 being a global forum. And I think this GRVA in Troy lend us a good opportunity to showcase that. The participation was very varied with experts from all over the world. And as the chair just mentioned, we had also online participation. It is very ironic that it takes a meeting such as Troy to have GRVA participants online and meetings in Geneva do not permit that. So I really want to stress this point once again. If we aim to have more participants, it is absolutely essential that we continue the fight with WP29 and ITC about the possibility of having online participation. Yes, this was an informal meeting. It wasn't an official meeting. There are rules right now that do not permit us to go back to the online, but those rules are wrong. And because they are wrong, they need to be, it needs to be said out loud, and it needs to be reminded in order for the system to adapt and find better and more suitable solutions. 60 people online meant some of my staff in Ottawa were able to participate remotely. It meant that some of the delegation, including our colleagues from Australia and from Asia, could also participate remotely. So again, I think that, you know, not to beat this issue further, I think it is important once again, Mr. Chair, to make a note, at least to WP29, that once again, we saw that there is interest and that there are people all over the world that are wishing to participate to GRVA and to WP29 activities, but are not able to travel to Geneva and should be afforded an opportunity to join the meeting proceedings. I want to add one more point, Mr. Chair, that once again, you know, I find very ironic, and it took a meeting such as Troy to demonstrate how sometimes we are not in keeping with the aspiring mission that we have of being a global forum. I am shocked, and I don't know, maybe it's ITC wants us to contribute to the economy of Switzerland and Geneva, but you know, there are other places that are also suitable for hosting this meeting, and Troy demonstrated that brilliantly. So once again, I would like the chair during the report, and it doesn't need to be a change in the document that will be presented, but at least verbally to mention that delegates certainly have once again raised the issue of online and are still contemplating solutions and are hoping that solutions can be brought forward to address this inequality and make this a more diverse forum. My final point is to thank the secretaries, especially François. Lots of good work in Troy. I know sometimes we butt heads, but you know, praise is due where it is deserved, and I want to make sure to mention that. And last but not least, I am sometimes critical of our friends from industry. I want to once again acknowledge how much their participation in GRVA was incredible. With the demonstration, with the discussions, with the engagement, and OICA, CLEPA, AAPC, all of the other groups and associations were represented and participated to the meeting. So thank you very much again.